The inefficiencies in the country's electricity transmission system have burdened consumers with capacity payments of 69 billion rupees in the quarterly tariff adjustment, QTA, for ex-swapped distribution companies, DISCOs, for the third quarter of financial year 2024-25. Three power plants had been operating at lower capacity during the period under review, but they received 69 billion rupees in capacity payments, which the electricity consumers had to pay. National Electric Power Regulatory Authority, NEPRA, member, technical, Rafiq Ahmad Sheikh has pointed out inefficiencies in the country's transmission system due to which 69 billion rupees was paid to three coal-fired plants in capacity charges despite extremely low utilization. He submitted these comments in his additional note on the QTA for the third quarter of 2024-25, in which a reduction of 1 rupee and 55 paise per unit was allowed to refund 52.6 billion rupees to the consumers of DISCOs and K Electric, K, in the bills for May, June and July 2025. According to him, transmission constraints continue to limit the utilization of several cost-effective power plants located in the southern region, notably Port Kasim, China Power, and Lucky Electric. Despite their potential to provide affordable electricity, these plants reported extremely low utilization factors, approximately 1% for Port Kasim, 10% for China Power and 0% for Lucky Electric, during the quarter. Nevertheless, they claimed substantial capacity payments amounting to 26.95 billion rupees, 30.88 billion rupees and 11.26 billion rupees, respectively. In total, around 69.09 billion rupees was claimed in capacity charges despite minimal generation. This reflects the major inefficiency in the system and underscores the urgent need to address transmission bottlenecks and improve generation dispatch practices to ensure the optimal use of the available low-cost generation resources. It is noted that the capacity claimed by DISCOs for the third quarter of FY 2024-25 amounted to 362.395 billion rupees, which was significantly lower than the reference figure of 459.286 billion rupees. During the same period, electricity sales stood at 19,968 gigawatt hours, GWH, compared to reference sales of 21,846 gigawatt hours in the corresponding period. Ordinarily, a decline in electricity sales would result in an upward adjustment in capacity charges due to the fixed cost nature of capacity payments. However, during this quarter, the termination of certain power purchase agreements, PPAs, and other adjustments related to the independent power producers, IPPs, operating within the system have contributed to a reduction against the projected capacity payment. Consequently, this led to a negative adjustment in the third quarter of FY 2024-25. Although the quarterly adjustment for the third quarter decreased significantly, he said that enhanced governance and more efficient system operations could have further improved electricity sales, potentially leading to an even greater reduction in the adjustment amount.